Today, we honor and celebrate one of the most holy days in Christendom. Some may call it Easter, but for many of us Christians, we like to refer to it as Resurrection Sunday. For this is the day that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, rose from the dead with all power in his hand. The resurrection of Jesus Christ opens a new way for us, one in which we can have an innovative and powerful way of living. This morning, I would like to talk to you just for a few moments from the subject, celebrating the resurrection. Celebrating the resurrection. We have journeyed from the Palm Sunday parade to Easter Sunday. But to truly celebrate the resurrection, you must understand what took place before the resurrection. You see, Jesus had died on Friday. The enemies of Christ thought they had put an end to his movement. They believed his work was a failure. And on that Saturday, Christ was in the grave. His life was over, his voice silenced, and his miracles ceased. The only activity recorded on that Saturday was by the Pharisees, who were the enemies of Christ. They were no longer concerned about Jesus, but about his disciples. They went to Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, 'After 3 days, I will rise again.' So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he had been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first." The disciples, on the other hand, were in a state of despair. They had scattered and were hiding in fear of being crucified themselves. Saturday held no hope or courage for them. They didn't even consider the possibilities of seeing Jesus on Sunday. They were completely devastated. As a young girl, I shared this with you last year, and probably I'll share it every year going forward, that on every Resurrection Sunday, I would hear my pastor, the late Bishop Frank O. White, tell his version of what took place between Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday. So come with me as I share my rendition of this powerful and significant story. So let me use my sanctified imagination to bring to life Jesus' situation. Now, in order for the power of his resurrection to exist, Jesus had to experience death. Death, along with Satan and his imps, were present as Christ laid upon the old rugged cross. They shouted with glee as the brutal Roman soldiers placed nails in each hand and feet of Jesus. They laughed as the cross was lifted and dropped into place, tearing the flesh and the muscle of our Lord. They stood way back from the cross on that day, just in case a drop of his blood should fall on them. You see, they realized that there is power in the blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Finally, in the midst of Christ's agony, he struggled for breath enough to say, "Father, forgive them." And then he said, "It is finished. And he bowed his head and died. We talked about it last week. The sun refused to shine. Well, not last week, the week before that. But the sun refused to shine. The earth convulsed. The birds hushed their singings. The angels in heaven stood in stunned amazement as the Creator, the very Son of God, slumped and died. But guess what? Pandemonium broke loose in hell. But once again, death felt that tremor of fear as he pondered one of Jesus' last words, which was, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up again in 3 days." So what happened? "Watch him well," death said. "Keep him over 3 days, and his kingdom is yours." So day one is going. Death, all is going well, and there's a celebration going on. No problem. They're partying in hell because they killed Jesus, right? Day two, they still keep on partying. Day three, death feels somewhat faint, but the party continues. And then there was a knock at the door where the party was going on. One of Satan's armor bearers opened the door, and the man at the door said, "I'm here to see Satan." The imp said, "One moment." He went to Satan and said, "There's a man at the door who wants to see you." Satan replied, "Who is this man?" The imp said, "I don't know. Let me go find out." So the imp went back to the door and said, "Satan wants to know who you are." And the man at the door said, "Tell him I am the King of Glory." And the imp goes back to Satan and says, "He says he's the King of Glory." And as Satan was walking to the door, he replied, "Who is this King of Glory?" And that's when Jesus burst through the door. Hallelujah. And he replied, "The Lord God, strong and mighty. The Lord God, mighty in battle." And then it happens. Jesus snatches the keys to death, hell, and the grave from Satan. Jesus tells Satan, death, and all the imps that "I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and hell." So Jesus crashed their little party. The party was over. Jesus possessed the power. And I can only imagine before Jesus left, he walked by the place where Abraham was sleeping, and he said, "Get up." He stopped by to wake up Moses, and he said, "Get up." He stopped by and picked up Isaiah. He woke up the Old Testament crew, and he said, "Come on, y'all, we are out of here." Woo! That's something to celebrate. Yes. Hallelujah. Celebrate good times. Come on. Woo! So the resurrection says that the devil is defeated. The resurrection says that death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, thanks be to God, which gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus invaded Satan's territory. Jesus overcame Satan's power. Jesus destroyed Satan's weapons. Jesus spoiled Satan's house. So I ask you this question. Have you ever felt like your world is stuck on a never-ending Saturday, where there is no hope or positivity, where everything seems to go wrong and there's no way out? It's a terrible feeling, isn't it? especially when you realize that death is inevitable and there's no way of escaping it. But Easter gives us a promise. It tells us that death is not the end, but just a transition to a better life. Jesus can take us from a state of despair to a state of victory. He can turn our Saturdays into Sundays. In tough times, when we feel like the world is closing in on us, we need to remember that God is patient and compassionate. He sees us as individuals and he knows us by name. He doesn't give up on us. Even when we can't see the miracles happening around us. So if you're going through a season of sadness or struggle, hold on to the fact that Sunday is coming. God has already flipped the calendar page from Saturday to Sunday. The penalty for sin has been paid and death has been defeated. It's good news. And it's something to smile about. On this Easter Sunday, let us remember that Jesus has turned our Saturdays into Sundays. We no longer have to fear death or live in guilt. Our sins are forgiven. All you have to do is ask God to forgive you. That's all you have to do. And we have that hope of eternal life, and it is a reason to celebrate and rejoice, celebrating the resurrection. We have life, and we have it more abundantly. As I conclude, Easter reminds us that even in our darkest moments, there is hope. Hope in the midst of our difficult days. There is hope in the midst of our challenges. There is hope in the midst of our concerns. There is hope in the midst of our diagnosis. There is hope in the midst of our pain. There is hope in the midst of your suffering. There is hope in the midst of your tears. There is hope in the midst of your fears. There's hope in the midst of your troubles. There's hope in the midst of your faults and your failures. Just as Jesus rose from the grave on that first Easter Sunday, he can bring new life and victory into our lives. So let us embrace the promise of Easter and live each day with assurance that Sunday is coming. And I say to you, may this Easter be a time of joy, renewal, and gratitude for the sacrifice that Jesus has made for us, celebrating the resurrection. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you for all that you have done. God, we thank you for allowing us to hear your word, that there is life after death, that we don't have to be defeated. We can go through this life knowing that you promise never to leave us and never to forsake us. God, I pray that you would touch each and every one that is here. God, place a seed in their heart that they will accept you as their Lord and their Savior. That all they have to do is say, Father, forgive me, and I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. It's just that easy, God. Let them know. Touch their hearts, Father. We are grateful to all that you've done. So we celebrate this day. As we celebrate with friends and families, oh God, we pray that, Jesus, you are the center of our celebration. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen.